At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Are you ready, Jared?
I'm ready.
Just want to make sure you're ready, brother.
Show me the money.
Just the remix. Yeah. All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Oh, you didn't know?
My shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, I'm on the grind. Yeah, I got the ring, I'm the champ, I'm the genie of the lamp.
This is the gift I was given, so I just live by my hustle.
Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
Yeah, what up, what up? We are back with another best ball draft. This one is for the Mummy Division. Yes, number 215. We are on our way to 300. We are really close. We are going to be pushing it really close. Shout out to our man Devo, who just threw a super chat in there. Yes, if you guys don't know, we got a raffle going down this month. It's going to be going down, not this month. It's going to be going down opening day. That is September 4th. We got a Van Ginkle signed jersey. Oh, hold on. I said we got a Van Ginkle signed jersey.
What?
We got a Tyreek Hill signed jersey.
What?
And a Bijan Robinson signed jersey.
What?
And by throwing down that $5 super chat, our man Devo just got 5 extra raffle tickets. You demand Devo and get you marked down for those here. And another way that you can get some raffle tickets is if you are not a YouTube member, you can sign up as a YouTube member and join the superstar tier or higher to get the raffle tickets. And the reason why you got to be on that one is because YouTube takes half the money. So got to make sure that it's on the higher. You're on a little bit of the higher tier to get the raffle tickets, because we're going to have some dope raffles all year long. And shout out to B-Low. Let's get ready to smoke it up. Shout out to Hawk Fan Jason. Let's get it. Who also threw down a $5 super chat. You the man. I'm marking you down right now, Hawk Fan. And let's get ready to smoke it up. Shit, we got 2 super chats right off the bat, so we might as well start with a yabba dabba do. Appreciate you guys. Actually, just really quick, let me pull out all these other chats real quick before I forget. And I'm gonna share on Facebook, and then we're gonna dab. Yes, sir. All right. And do you guys notice the little crowns on YouTube there? Pretty cool. It shows who is the most active. It is when active, meaning leaving comments in the chat. I believe if you leave one comment, you get like 75 XP or something like that. And then when you leave a super chat or a super sticker or gift memberships, then you go higher as well. And yay, shout out to our boy Dominic. Yeah, Devo said go Hawks. Yeah, man, Jason's one of your Hawk homies, that's for sure. And Dominic throwing down the $5 super chat, getting on the hype train here. And we're already on a little bit of hype train. So let's do this. There we go. And Dominic marking you down also.
Hello.
right. We're over 1,200 total raffle tickets because your Patreon memberships count, your YouTube Superstar memberships count, your Rumble memberships count, your Twitch memberships count. Everything does. All right. Let's see. Let's see how the top fans are shaping out. It's Devo number one, then Hawk fan, then Dominic. There we go. And then who is the other one? And then B-Lo. Let's get it. Right in. We're going straight for the dabs, guys. And let's see, anything out of the ordinary for this draft so far? And anybody who hopped in? All right, here we go. Who's dabbing with me? Uh-oh, we're getting a little QB run right now. I see that. Dang, dude, only six QBs drafted in the top three rounds. I'd say that's a little outside of the norm. Who's drafting with us tomorrow morning, guys? 1 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. And right in. We're doing a fatty for all three of you guys right here. No, Dominic, no second draft today. I was planning it, but nobody really joined. It got to 5 o'clock, and I was like, fuck it. I don't even want to stress. We're just not going to have a second draft today. But we almost filled up another slow draft. And as long as we keep filling up a couple slow drafts over the next 2 weeks, that's really going to help, because then we don't have to double dip every day. Ding, ding. All right, here we go. 3 bars. Let's get it. Get ready. Graduated from Boom. It's on so tight. Now it's on tonight. Yeah, yeah. Here we go. What up, Chris Big? Comics at first draft this week. That's been catching up to you. Yeah. 200 new deeps were added last week. But Dominic's the real one. He had to take over one of the orphan teams. It was a good orphan team to take over. Dude won the championship last year. And I don't know what happened, but yeah, he's just completely off the map. Most of this league, this is going into year 6 for that league. And let me look and see how many people are original members. Original members are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's either 6 or 7. I think it's 6, but 6 out of the 10 are still in it from the very, very beginning. It's the first draft. Oh, wait, I already said that. And how are you liking that team? Dominic, the one that you took over. That one's a little, I can't say that one's tough to make trades in, because I've made some trades here or there. They're just a little bit, trades I guess just don't happen as much. I tried to make a trade today and got shot down. Yeah, I mean, one of the things that's tough is it's a 10-teamer. And it's been going for 6 years, and we have pretty deep benches. Some people's teams are like, they're really good. But this year, you came in at the best time. Because this year, I finally, we've been around enough to where this league needs to evolve before it gets a little bit stale. I felt like it was almost like getting to that. And I did a vote, and we voted on adding 2 flex spots, 2 offensive flex spots, and 2 IDP flex spots. And it's going to be way better this year, I feel, compared to previous years. Because last couple years, man, dude, like all the teams are like very equal. Obviously, some people get injuries and like shit like that. But yeah, the teams were on a very even playing field. And I feel like now with adding these extra spots in there that it's going to separate a little bit. And I hope it does. Should be good. Damn it. Someone just tagged me in a trade. And Sleeper like froze and didn't even take me into the league. And there it is. Ooh, oh, shit. 2027 picks in the mix. Hold on. Let's go see. The 116. We got to see if he's paid through 2027 already. Nope, not yet. Okay. Let's see. Why the hell? Dude. All right. 2027. All right. 2027 link posted. I shoot down so many trade offers. It's like dove hunting. Yeah. And has 23 been around for a while, a lot of OG members. So when did that one start? That one has been around. Let me pull up. Is that 2023? Yeah, 2023. So that one's actually had a little bit of turnover. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 of the original members are still in there. And so that I picked that one up also this year. Yeah, that's a good one. A little bit newer. Like, that's the thing. Like, that the one, the For Life, the 10 teamer, that's the very first dynasty that I ever created. So that's like the super OG dynasty. And then there's one called Defense Wins Championships, and I started that one also in 2020. And then those were like my laying the foundations for Dynasty, because I've been commissioning for a while, but that was, COVID was when I first dipped my toe into being a Dynasty commissioner. And then pretty much it was like from that year to next year, I made everything like super official. We had all the bylaws. You had to be a Patreon member like back then, like now, make little exceptions here or there, but there's also not any, it's not the same. Like, now just more dynasty leagues are being open. Those WWF ones, they were just like way more intimate, and they still are. Like, maybe now, like, a lot of the people in the leagues, they're in a shitload of other leagues as well. But those ones were just really intense when they started. And because everyone is attached to their wrestler, like, as well. So everybody, what we did, you do whatever the draft order is, or whatever the draft order was, it was like reverse order, reverse order of the draft for the wrestler draft. And that was always super fun. And I am hosting my WWF themed redraft leagues this year again. And the way that we do the draft order for that is we do the draft order race to pick the wrestlers. And then from there, you pick the wrestlers. And then I do a Royal Rumble. That I do live on YouTube, and it's fucking dope, man. It's fucking dope. And whoever gets eliminated first, they're number 12. Whoever gets eliminated second, they're number 11, and so on and so forth. It is super fun. Very fun. A lot of wide receivers off the board. We just got into round 10. Some people are picking their last. Some people are picking their last starter if they have two QBs. Some people are picking up their second to last offensive starter if they pick offense, and if they have three QBs. All right, let's get another song going. Let's get hyped up.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing. Don't give a fuck if I can. This is my last. Cut my life into pieces. I reach my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing.
First IDP off the board at the 10-10. Cali Jam locking down Frank.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing. Don't give a fuck if I cut my arm bleeding. Never took my life tonight. Chances are dynamite. Mutilations
and lost. Toyota One, what up? It's the second Friday traffic. Oh man, fuck. He's at ETA hour and 10 minutes. Fuck. Hope you got a cartridge. Andrew, what up? He said you're lucky I auto-picked Judkins. Where'd you pick him at? Man, I've seen worse. I've seen him drafted higher. You're all right. You're okay. All right. Vibe switch.
Hey, yo, man, you remember that shit Easy did a while back? Motherfucker said it wasn't going to work.
That old crazy shit.
That crazy shit.
Hey, yo, Easy. Hey, man, we should come off the piano for a minute, man, and bust this crazy shit.
Woke up quick at about noon. Just thought that I had to be in Compton soon. I gotta get drunk before the day begins, before my mother starts bitching
about my friends.
About to go and damn near went blind. Young niggas at the pad throwing up gang signs. Ran in the house and grabbed my clip with the Mac-10 on the side of my hip. Bailed outside and pointed my weapon. Just as I thought, the fools kept stepping. Jumped in the foe, hit the juice on my ride. I got front and back,
and side to side.
Then I let the Alpine play.
Bumping new shit, buying my old shit. It goes something like this.
The park to get the scoop. Knuckleheads out there, cold shooting some hoops. A car pulls up, who can it be? A fresh El Camino rolling Kilo G. He rolled down his window and he started to say, it's all about making that GTA. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. They come talking that trash, we'll pull boy.
Cause I ain't sick. Dude, we have multiple drafts that are about to start on August 1st. 1 week away. 1 week away. And we got the Hall of Fame game.
He was a friend of mine till I caught him in my car trying to steal an Alpine. Take him up the street to call a truce. The silly motherfucker pulls out
a deuce deuce.
Little did he know I had a loaded 12 gauge. One sucker dead, LA Times front page. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car.
All right, going into round 12. Jordan Brooks off the board. Did you guys see my video with the morning news? The morning training camp news? One of the things that happened after I dropped that training camp news was Justin Jefferson, mild hamstring strain. You guys hear about that? Jonnu not doing much at practice, limited in individual drills. Matt Stafford's going to start practicing on Monday. Shamar Stewart? The Bengals' first round pick, he signed his deal. 4 years, pretty much 19 mil, just a couple points shy. Cedric Tillman, he left practice early with a lower leg injury on today, but they say expected to be fine after the scare.
Now under control, now G is got for doing the crime.
Whoo!
He'll do some time, because the boys in the hood are always hard.
Damn. What up, Robert? Had Justin Fields injury turf toe? Nah, he dislocated his toe. And said they're not really going to rush him back for practice. They say he's going to be fine. We still have 40-something days before the Thursday game. Crispy said, we're not lucky. There's just one problem.
But there's one problem. Everybody still thinks that I absolutely suck.
Another startup. Someone threw the. Alright. Let's see.
Some people call me the gangster of love.
I gotta create.
Some people call me Maurice.
Payment link real quick. So bear with me. Pop up. King D, what up, bro? And Robert said, great tunes, bro. Yeah, we're vibing tonight.
Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner. Music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toad.
Ever did see
Smoke Two Joints by, who's that, by Toyas? I'll throw that in there. Normally what you gotta do is you hit that dollar sign, you feed the jukebox. After this song, I'll throw that on.
Keep talking about me, babe. Say I'm doing you, mama. Cause I'm right.
Is it this one? Let me know if this is the one.
In the morning, I smoke two joints at night. I smoke two joints in the afternoon. It makes me feel alright. I smoke two joints. Time of peace and through in time of war. I smoked two joints before I smoked two joints. I met a man who came to me and said, hard work good and hard work fine. Now I
car, I smoke two joints. I smoke two joints when I play video game, and at every 10,000 points, I smoke two joints. I smoke two joints. I smoke two joints before I smoke two joints, and there I smoke to be man. Hard work good and hard work fine, but first take care of head. That's why I smoke two joints in the morning. I smoke two joints at night. I smoke two joints in the afternoon. It makes me feel alright. I smoke two joints.
No, Robert, it doesn't look like it worked. Which way did you do it? Did you do it on YouTube? It would come up as like a colored. It would come up as like a colored like thing like this. Yeah. And we are. We made it all the way. We're in round 15 now. Yes. Round 15. Press the dollar sign. That's where you start. You press the dollar sign next there. And then depending on where you're at, super chat or super sticker, that's what you would click on. And then from there, you choose the amount, and then you press buy and send from there. So if it's not working, do 420superchat.com, and that one just comes directly to me, and it's not as big of a, it's not as big of a cut as YouTube takes. And just do it in increments of a dollar. And tell me if you do that way. Just let me know when you do it, because I got to pull up my email just to confirm. And Crispy said, rich men north of Richmond. Which, rich what? Rich men. Rich what? Rich men. Oh, they just paid the league fees. They're about to push this trade through. Hold on. Some of these leagues have been like super active in trades and trading away like the future picks and stuff. That's the 117. And so the person's receiving the 211 and a 2026 first for the 310 and the 403. Interesting. Okay. Let's see, what's a good song that we can get going on here? What up, Nick? Nick came in the house and said, dab time. Uh-oh, let's get it. Let me get a weed song on here, and we're about to pack up this dab and get ready to get this bong out of the way. We're going to pull up our Dr. Dabber. Let's get it. What's this one? I'm going to mark down your raffle tickets real quick, Nick, before I pack the dab. You the man, dude. I appreciate all the support. As you guys know, this is a 100% fan-funded show. And because of the nature of the show, a lot of times we get, like, age-restricted and shit like that. So, you know, can't even make that much money on that. Here we go. Let's pack it up, baby. Please sing to me. Set up, break down till I'm weak. Each week we reach a new peak, and I wonder when it all might stop. Cause until then, I'll give it all I got in harmony. Yeah. Get back up, you're my remedy. Time to do it again. Everybody in the spot tonight. Come on, vibe with us. Little something in the spot tonight. Come on, get hype with us. Ain't no need to fight. Get up, wake up, get down. Oh, okay. Shit, we only got two bars.
I'm
now.
On a mission, I won't quit, I won't be sitting all day.
Here we go.
Okay. Yeah, my ambition is straight up traditional.
Look in the behind the scenes, but it didn't, nothing showed up on my chat.
Spread love, that's the only way. It'll come back around one day. And don't waste it. You can't waste it. Everybody at the spot tonight. Come on, vibe with us. Little something at the spot tonight. Come on, get hype with us.
Yeah, dude, I don't know what to tell you, man, but it's not. I'm looking behind the scenes, and I don't control anything that's on YouTube. Let's remember that, whatever technical difficulties are going on, I'm not controlling, like, that is YouTube. I don't know what is going on, though. But yeah, the ones that came in today are Devo. Yeah, if there was a way for me to do anything one way or the other, trust me, I would. I'm not sure, though. Not sure what to do. Whew. Oh, man. For sure. It didn't Fuck, the YouTube jacked my channel then, because it's not showing that anything came through for you on YouTube. But yeah, it's bullshit. Yeah, Dominic said I did mine through YouTube. Yeah, yours worked and Nick's worked and who else? Jason and Devo, theirs all worked. I don't know. I didn't. It's not showing Robert's though. Yeah, it's bullshit. Let's check back in on the draft here. IDP's off the board, like Pratt, Branch, Garrett, Bynum, Cashman. Yeah, so the IDP aren't coming up. The IDP aren't like coming off the board like crazy right now. Man, this is Cali Jam. He's got an insane like lineup. Mark's got a pretty insane lineup to start. Hawk fans got a pretty insane lineup. I think that's like it for the people who have really dope lineups. Andrew in the house. What up, bro? Whew, that dab got me. Recovering still a little bit. Whew. Okay. Whew. All right, we're going to have to get another song going here. Whew. How about...
No time for the wicked. If you're in my line, I'ma go around the side and still bring it. Sky is the limit, out of my way. You can't get me down. No time for the wicked. If you're in my line, I'ma go around the side and still bring it. Sky is the limit, out of my way. You can't get me down. There's something like a clear peace of mind to overcome the hardships in life.
All right.
Just sort out the wrong from the right. Someone's
some
in life, be free.
Okay, so I'll just see the like yeah, the must not have went through. So I mean, yeah, I'm well, do is worth my time.
Good day to you.
We'll be on that tomorrow early and tomorrow late.
And the love lasts forever. No time for the wicked. If you're in my line, I'ma go around the side and still bring it. Sky is the limit, out of my way. You can't get me down. No time for the wicked. If you're in my line, I'ma go around the side and still bring it. Sky is the limit, out of my way. You can't get me down. Nothing you could do to me now. Nothing you could say to me now.
What's everybody smoking out there? Get some comments flowing in the chat.
And now it's been 7 years running. Back to get it.
Papaya Master. Andrew said, I'm taking a big hit for you. Said, dead kid's on a pick. Makes you want to get high. Man, it's all right. Trust me, ninth round pick isn't going to ruin you. The guy who won this tournament last year had like four fucked up picks in the top 10 and he still won. So, don't worry. One messed up pick isn't going to ruin you. Wedding popcorn.
No time for the wicked. If you're in my line, I'ma go around the side and still bring it. Sky is the limit, out of my way. You can't get me down. No time for the wicked. If you're in my line, I'ma go around the side and still bring it. The sky is the limit, out of my way. You can't get me down. No time for the wicked. If you're in my line, I'ma go around the side and still bring it. The sky is the limit, out of my way. You can't get me down. No time for the wicked. If you're in my line, I'ma go around the side and still bring it. The sky is the limit, out of my way. You can't get me down.
I'm smoking the 11 scrubs in this draft. Burn! Oh, man. Just big dick swinging over here, man. What Nick said, Gorilla Glue number 4, nice. Grape Ape, grape cream cake, pancake stomper, nice. Are my choices from the stash, nice. Sounds very tasty. Dominic said, who's Jason's team? Hawk fan 1212. He's drafting out of the 2 spot. So he's got Bijan, Kyren, and Kamara. Murray, Love, Rice, Smith, Jennings, Hawkinson, and Joku. Colorado grown down the road. Nice. And is that so that's where you're at? You're in Colorado? Cool. Our man Johnny Mittens is in Colorado also. Only time I went to Colorado was when the Chargers played Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos in the NFL playoffs. Peyton Manning whooped on the Chargers. That was in 2014. Right? Highest town in the USA, right? Yeah, for sure. Definitely. And you said, what's a woman have when she has two balls in her hand? I don't know, your girlfriend? I don't know. What is it? What's the answer to that question? Man's undivided attention. Yeah, it's over a mile high, right? What's a mile? What's the elevation? How many feet in a mile? So what specific city is it? Over 10,000 feet. That's crazy. 5280 is Denver. Okay. So what town are you talking about? Alma. And the elevation's 10,000? Or what's the elevation? I'd probably get a fat nosebleed just getting off the plane and hanging out over there. I've never even done blow, and my nose is, I don't know, real sensitive to like dry and elevated levels. Cause yeah, I'll randomly just get nosebleeds in the fucking morning here in the desert. It's that angry kind of stuff we're talking about getting high on. Whoa, dude. So is that 2 miles high? Whoo. Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. Alma, Colorado, huh? Never heard of it. Close to 2 miles. Woo. Damn. South of Breckenridge, ski country. Okay. Yeah, I've never been skiing or snowboarding. I've really only been to the snow, I think, once. No, twice that I can think of. I don't think I had snow clothes like either time. Yeah. My parents were just not prepared for shit like that. Damn. So we got wide receivers and IDPs off the board in round 19 here. Someone fell for the bait, man. It was Lassie Long. He did it. Whew, have 7 months of winter. I believe it. I believe it with that elevation. Yeah, you guys are like at the tip of a mountain, right? That's what I assume. Is like wherever we are, like I see mountains. There's not really. It's just the top of the mountains. There's no fucking houses or anything like up there. But I assume that's you, though. You're the one like way the fuck at the top of the mountain where it's like nothing but snow because it's so fucking cold. So what do you have? Winter in July, like they say in South Park. And that's it. Those are the two seasons. And they say you got skiing near Vegas. Yeah, but I ain't going to go skiing now. Like, nah, it wouldn't even be fun to me. If I was younger and could withstand the falls, that's a little bit different. But I don't know. I'm an old stoner now. I don't want to go like out there and fucking get all bruised up and shit. Fucking be all sore for 3 weeks and shit off of two falls. Hey, TJ in the house. What up, bro? What's going down, my brother? What'd you say? I made turns last month. Cool. What do you mean turns? Like literally like you're learning how to turn and you finally made some turns like that? Yeah. Yeah. And even like snowboarding and shit, like, nah. Like the snow would have to be very soft and unforgiving, but I just feel like either way I'd be getting like too fucked up. Rather be like smoking in the cabins and drinking hot chocolate and fucking eating shit. I don't know. Then outside, like taking some big ass fucking falls and like potentially breaking something. Yeah. Yeah. Should have did that when I was younger. Now I'm too much of a pussy. We hiked up a patch of snow to get in some turns and on our board skis. Okay. Cool. The closest thing that I can relate was snowboarding. That was if you guys liked the movie Johnny Tsunami back in the day. He was doing the skiing and the snowboarding. Whew, shit. That was a fatty. That papaya master. TJ said, I can't wait for the Sunday Brickyard 400. Nice. What's that all about? Sunday Brickyard 400. What is that? Whoa, friend has a 158-month streak of snowboarding. Cool. That's a long-ass streak. Like, how many years is that? 158 divided by 12. Damn, 13 years and counting. That's a lot. Darnell Mooney's going to be out a few weeks. Shoulder injury. It was yesterday, but I don't know. That might have been the first they announced it, that he's going to be out like for a couple weeks. NASCAR race. Okay, cool. Cool. Dude, they got me beat for sure. Dude, that is fucking 13 years of never missing a month. That's pretty insane, man. It's insane in the membrane, I'll tell you that much. Sorry, guys. I got to make my pick over here in the Dynasty. Say you're super not low already, dude. I'm like three dabs in, maybe four or five bowls in. Dude, we're already like more than halfway through the draft. But yeah, we've had a few super chats already. Like, people are trying to get me fucked up early on in the show. And mission accomplished, because now it's kicking in a little bit. I don't know who to get. Actually, I know who I want to get right here. I already got a running back and a wide receiver, and I feel like I'm going to go tight end here. But damn it. Who do I like more out of these two? Damn it, damn it, damn it. All right, we're going to have to get a song on is what we're going to have to get. Let's get higher. Dominic said, don't snipe me. Don't you do it. Dominic, you're on the clock in the four life. Four life. Yeah. You think Cook will hold out? He's already showed up at camp, so I don't know. I don't know. I don't think so. Because I think if he was going to hold out, he would have already not reported. We see a bunch of the DNRs that did not report. And he's not one of them. So. Today he said he's only there for the money. But yeah, and if you hold out, like right now, I don't know how much money you lose per day, but you lose the money like per day if you're not there. If you're holding out, what, like 5,000 per day or some shit? Like, I don't know what it is. Just that part alone would suck. Here we go. That time therapy with the wife again. Week 7, therapist said it's like too much. You can't seem to get it. Finally, therapist said. Finally, therapist asked today. Anything. I don't know. What it flew over my head, whatever that was. Dude. And is this a joke? Is this for real? Let me know, because I don't want to make jokes of something that's like serious. But that made me laugh. I'm not going to pull it up on the screen. I'm just going to laugh at it. Oh, man. That shit is funny. Sounds good, Crispy. You get the good old grade. Oh, yeah. They can. And Andy, what up? Except for the $600 league, how many teams? What's the payouts? I don't think you're gonna end up being in that one, bro. Are you? And but let me see. Hold on, let me pull up the bylaws real quick. Actually, wait. Let me do it this way. There it is. What I was gonna do, because I had them all written. It is 3,500 for first, 1,000 for second, 500 for third, best record, 100 most points, 100 that's during the regular season. And then every single week, whoever is the high scorer gets $50. So that's going to be 14 weeks worth of $50. All right, Cali Jams, I'll take a grade. There we go. And what is that, Drake Kush Yo-Yo? Let's see. Is it this one? This is, I'm not even in that one. Just give me that F. Oh, yeah, you're really not, huh? I'm so high that I forgot you didn't even get in. Well, I hope it's winning enough this year to cover the Mega League next year. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this one's fun, man. 600 buy-in, and then, oh, and then I didn't even mention the belt. So I got a deal with the company is Snap and Straps, and they do custom wrestling belts. Like, they do a whole bunch of belts for a lot of independents. A lot of independent promotions, and the belt that I get for this league, it's like a replica Smoking Skull belt, but it's like all customized for the Green Bowl. It's got the winner's name on it. It's got the 420 crew like side plates like on it, and super fucking dope, real high quality stuff.
Real high quality.
Dominic, I have a slow draft tomorrow, 8 hour clock. Draft for Vampire League, more DJing. I'd probably go Gibbs there. How many teams do you say? 10 teams, but only 9 teams are drafting. Yeah, if it's only 9 teams drafting, I'm okay taking Chase there and then getting 2 running backs with the 2 next pick. That's how it should be, where the Vampire's not drafting at all. Or they're just picking people off the bottom. But if you're on sleeper, the commissioner can plug that in. Yes, sir. Hit that join button. Join as a member. We need more members of the 420 crew. Dice coming all season long. We got what? 41? Patreon post for the Vampire League didn't have any links. It didn't have the... So I put the links in the bylaws, is what it was. There's 4 different links in the bylaws, but... I'll post it again tomorrow, and I'll just put all the links in there as well. I opened up another 33 because we filled one of them up. I guess I needed to make that a little clearer. Yeah, the invite, the league invite links are in the bylaws. I should have put that somewhere at the top. I thought I did. Maybe I got high and forgot because that's never happened before.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
But yeah, I figured it was, it was more of an experiment, if anything. Oh, and Layla Lyle got in the zone.
Get in the zone.
The anal zone. Where'd he go? It wasn't Lyle, but who got him? Where'd he go? Why am I not seeing him? Go a while ago? Oh yeah, he went a while ago. Okay. Yeah, dude, I'm extremely not low right now. Oh man. Tia said I've been spoiled. Said I've been spoiled too. You make it too easy to just click and join. Yeah. And see, I guess that's what I want also, but that post I gotta try out new things and I gotta see, because I need people to read the bylaws. Like, I need people to read. They just need to see everything. They need to see how it works because it's a custom league. So yeah, I mean that's like just such a big thing. And I even put the links to join at the beginning as well, too. So it's not like you even had to search far to get the sleeper links. But yeah, it was really just an experiment to see. And I know one person joined 3 leagues, or no, 2, because I added one after they joined 2. So I know it worked for at least one person. But that's it, just one person out of everything. Yeah, I need to go. So tomorrow I'll post, because unless you want me to post it in the chat right now, but there's a $55 Vampire League. $55! And then let me double check. It's either 2 or 3 $33 leagues that are filling. Three $33 leagues that are filling. And except from reading, you have to pay more to be the vampire, right? So you need to pay $5 more to be in the vampire race. So I feel like when I first was doing this, we would put everybody in the vampire race. Some people wouldn't even want to be the vampire. And so what I did after that is we made it like it's a $5 entry to be eligible to be the vampire. You go in the vampire race and it's a separate 100-yard dash with the, it depends on what league you're in. There's one where five people have paid to be the vampire or paid to be in the vampire race. Some leagues will be less. Because last year, I remember there was one or two leagues where it was only like two or three people like in it. So it wasn't like half the league or anything. It was literally 33% chance to get it. And so sucks when you don't get it. But that's why I recommend join a few. It's only an extra $5. Only an extra $5 to be in the vampire race in addition to the league fees. So if you do the 33s, it's really 38. And what up, stranger? What's going down, bro? Time to smoke more, huh?
You got perfect timing. About to start a little puff giving this motherfucker.
But yeah, I know being the vampire is fun. The one time that I was the vampire, I did not have the best luck. It was bullshit, actually. Because even when I won my first game, it was like, someone got hurt that game. I can't remember who it was, but whoever their best player was got hurt that game. So it was like a double-edged sword. Like I won, but I couldn't take a really good player. But yeah, it's every year I've evolved the league a tiny little bit with different things, and this year's no exception. So the difference from this year to last year, dude, what the fuck is up with this stupid Mylar bag? The difference from last year to this year is last year it was any player for any player on the vampire steals. This year the vampire could steal any player, but they have to send back a starter. So no matter what, you're getting starter quality and a good player, but you must send back a starter as well. Now last year that wasn't a thing. And it seemed like that was a little bit too much of an advantage for the vamp. Dude, this is some bullshit. I don't know why this isn't working. And Andrew said, I'll volunteer to be the vamp. Yeah, I feel like a lot of people want to be the vampire. The reason for the $5, it makes it to where people who really want to be the vampire get a shot at being the vampire. Because everybody wants to be the vampire. $33, that's not a lot of money either way. Some people, yeah, they'll pay $33 to be the vamp, but I think a lot of people would. Makes it tough. If people join multiple leagues and we do more. This year I'm gonna try to fill five leagues. For the last couple years we've only done four leagues, but we've already filled one. So I opened From Dusk Till Dawn, and that's a $33 entry as well. Chris said the GM from the Bounds doesn't expect QJ to be at camp anytime soon. Yeah, he hasn't signed anything. And Daniel said, are the waivers open to anyone or just the vampire in your league during the season? So the vampire gets unlimited moves and first priority. I open up the waivers on Wednesday, like Wednesday morning, and everybody gets one move. Once you get your one move in, you're locked. Your team gets locked after that. And you can make one move from Wednesday until like game time. So if everybody hasn't picked up their people by game time on Sunday, your team's locked, and then you forfeit your move for the week. Andrew said, but I really want to be the vampire in both 55. I know, man. I know. Don't worry. You'll get a shot. It's the extra $5 that you got to spend. So instead of a 55 entry, it's 60. And Nick said Pirate League, same thing. It sounds, I think a Pirate League would be more like my Debo Snatch Your Chain Force Trade League, where every single week, whoever wins, they get to force a one for one trade with the team that they beat. And I have the same rules where you can steal anybody, but you have to send back a starter. Yeah, got to send back a starter. And you guys said I'm in at the 60. Have you already joined those ones? You joined the Blade. So here's the Lost Boys. Here's the other one. This is Lost Boys 55 Vampire League. So here's the other one. I don't know if you, yeah, I don't have you on my spreadsheet, but I'm not looking at the league right now either. But just in case, if anybody wants to join the $55 Vampire League, if anybody wants to join one of the $33 Vampire Leagues, the ones that are open for that are Dracula, two spots left, and almost everybody's paid in that. Everybody damn near wants to be a vamp in that one. There's six people that have put in for the vamp race in that one. So that one's going to be a little bit tougher. In the Buffy the Vampire Slayer, only one person's paid as of now, and only one person is in the vamp race. But Andrew's in that one also, so I'm assuming he's going to want to be in the vamp race. I know one person for sure is not going to want to be in the vamp race, but that one could be like a split, like a 50-50. And then From Dusk Till Dawn, I just opened up that one. That's a $33 one. And there's only one person in that right now. I literally just opened that. I didn't even check to see if anybody else joined. There we go. Jump in, bro. Yeah, the Vampire Leagues are fun as hell, man. I've been hosting these for, I think 2019 was the first year that I hosted the Vamp Leagues. And I've been going through and like just tweaking it a little bit. And the first year I hosted one league and I was the vampire. I was like, hey, you know what? I'm fucking hosting all this. I'm doing all the customizing and shit. This is the first year I'm doing it. I'm going to be the vampire. And then, yeah, it wasn't even that fun that year. It ended up not being fun. But I've changed the rules a little bit since. The first year, I think it was really hard to be the vampire. Yeah, it's gotten a little bit easier on both sides. Like, it wasn't always the exact same way that the settings are right now. Yeah, and back then I had it where you could sit people as well. It was starter for starter, and that was another thing. People started sitting their people, and yeah, it was bullshit. I've got screwed with that a few times in those leagues, so that's why we've changed it around. Because it's not just me. It's like bullshit when people can just be cowards and sit their whole team and catch one loss, and then not have to go through the stealing part of all this. You just got to win and then nothing gets stolen from you. But yeah, those leagues are fun though. And then the Debo Snatch Your Chain leagues, that's like a vampire league on steroids, because every single week, you know, there's going to be six winners every week. They get to force a trade with the team that they beat. And there's two versions of that. They're both 55. One is super flex with IDP, and then one is super flex offense only. And I've had those for a couple years now as well. Those are really fun, but they are very cutthroat, man. It's if you get off to a good roll, getting a couple wins right off the bat, you're going to be feeling really good. But if you get off to a couple losses, you're going to be feeling bad and probably out of it really quick if you catch a lot of losses in a row. And then when you win and lose and go back and forth and win and lose, your team changes so much. Because 1 week you're losing your best player. Next week you're gaining someone who, you know, could be your best player now on your squad. It's crazy. And cutthroat, man. It is cutthroat. And I call that my Debo Snatch Your Chain leagues. Because you're definitely getting your chain snatched in that league. That's for sure. All right. What are we going to do for a song here? And you know what? Let's go back.
Hey. Yeah. You know what?
Let's throw in some 90s stuff.
I like the players.
No doubt.
Play on, play out. Play on, play out. Yo, Trey, drop the verse.
Key to success in the Debo League. Definitely with the week one. Win week one to start, right? Because anybody who loses week one, you feel it right away because you're losing your number one draft pick, more than likely. And that hurts. Week one.
losing your best.
More than likely.
That game, I've seen grown men cry.
I can't get it out of my mind.
Wow. What up, Ron? What up, bro? Said H what?
By no means ever. I like the way you work it. I like the way you work it.
It's a good draft. It's a good draft.
I like the way you work it.
No biggie.
I've got to bag it up. She's got class alone.
All right, we are in round 28. Is moving. Everybody hit that like button if you have not.
I like the way you work it.
No biggie.
I've got to bag it up. I like the way you work it.
No biggie. Yeah, let's smoke it up, bro.
I like the way you work it.
No biggie. No
yeah. Peeps and we roll deep, flying first class from New York City to Black Street. What you know about me? Now don't look for me. Icy gleaming pinky diamond ring. We bees to buy this click up for this scene. Ain't you getting bored with these fake bang boards? High shows improves, no doubt. I've been thinking so. Please excuse if I come across rude. That's just me. And that's how a player's got to be. Stay kicking game with a capital G. Ask the peoples on my block. I'm as real as can be. Word is born. Faking moves never been my thing. So Teddy, pass the word to your nigga Chauncey. I'll be sending the call. Let's say around 3:30. Queen.
Play on, no doubt.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking. Or you and your homies might be lying in chalk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta low. As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of G the little homies wanna be like on my knees in the night, saying prayers in the street light. Look at the situation they got me facing. I can't live a normal life. I was raised by the shit, so I gotta be down with the hood team.
Therapist, that's why I'm so upset. I told him I didn't want to hate you. He said, you're being ridiculous. You haven't met everyone yet. Do or die. What can I say? Are you?
Money and the power. Minute after minute. Hour after hour. Everybody's running. But half of them ain't looking what's going on in the kitchen. But I don't know what's cooking. They say I got to learn. But nobody's here to teach me. If they can't understand it.
How can they reach me?
I guess they can't. I guess they won't. I guess they front. That's why
all right, Peter Coolio. I'd love having a pair of your glasses, sir. Hell yeah.
Alright, stop what you're doing, cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny, but yo, I'm making money, see? So yo, world, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round. I'm the new fool in town, and my sound's laid down by the underground. I drink a bottle of Hennessy you got on your shelf, so just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty, pronounced with the umpty. Yo, ladies, oh, how I like to funk thee. And all the rappers in the top 10, please allow me to bump thee. I'm stepping tall, y'all, and just like Humpty Dumpty, you're gonna fall when the stereos pump me. I like to rhyme, I like my beats funky, I'm spunky. I like my oatmeal lumpy, I'm sick with this. Straight gangsta Mac. But sometimes I get ridiculous. I'll eat up all your crackers and your licorice. Oh, yo, fat girl, come here, are you ticklish? Yeah, I called you fat. Look at me, I'm skinny. It never stopped me from getting busy. I'm a freak. I like the girls with the boom. I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom. I'm crazy. Allow me to amaze thee. They say I'm ugly, but it just don't faze me. I'm still getting in the girls' pants, and I even got my own dance.
Oh, we got Siler off the board. Where'd he go? Lay low, Lyle got him.
People say you're Humpty, you're really funny looking. That's alright, cause I get things cooking. You stare, you glare, you constantly try to compare me. But you can't get near me. I'm giving more C and on the floor B. All the girls, they adore me. Oh yes, ladies, I'm really being sincere. Cause in the 69, my Humpty nose will tickle your rear. My nose is big. I'm not ashamed, big like a pickle. I'm still getting paid, I get laid by the ladies. You know I'm in charge, both how I'm living and my nose is large. I get stupid in the
sounds big. Good, T-Swain. I'm fading a little bit, but I should make it. Yeah. You the man, Ron. Thanks for the super chat. I'm going to mark you down for those entries.
Nick said Digital Underground played Breckenridge years ago. Nice.
Look at that bass groove right here. Now that I told y'all a little bit about myself, let me tell you a little bit about this dance. It's real easy to do. Check it out. First I lift to the side like my leg was broken, shaking and twitching like I was smoking.
Edibles illegal in Texas because it attracts kids is the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard. Better go ahead and take a Jello shot for cherry flavored vodka. When you appear to be in pain, humping. That's ridiculous, man. Texas is so backwards, man. What the fuck? Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous, man. It makes no sense to me. Yeah, Crispy lives in Texas. Gotta deal with this shit his whole life, man. Let's see, right now it is Cali Jam and T Swain, I think that's it. And then you, if you're jumping in third, you get invaded by, got invaded by Texas all year, yeah. All right, Andrew, you're third. All right, and Lyle's after Andrew. We might as well start right now. All right, here we go. Cali Jam Pete. We got Goff and Darnold. His 2QB strat continues. And you got Hooker, McKee, Von Browning. So, not everybody. We're going to call that. Okay. And so, that's going to be a B minus, but then you get lowered again because of only having 2 QBs. So, that's a C plus. Running backs, Gibbs, Connor, Montgomery, A, B minus. I'm going to say B plus. And wide receivers, Monra, Puka, that's A and a B plus. Flowers, Judy, that's a B and a B minus. That's a B plus total. IDP, Franklin, Bond, Edwards, Olakun, Hutchinson, Edrin Cooper, Quay Walker, Devin Lloyd, Lante Taylor, Leonard Williams. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. I'm gonna say it gets, I don't know. It doesn't really give, it doesn't really give up. Is that one? Those are only 10, right? It's an A as long as don't draft any other IDP. It's an A right now. Yeah, so I'm gonna say it's an A. And oh shit. That's why your IDP is so good, because you didn't even pick all your offense in there. 3, 6, 7. So Goddard's in the starting lineup. The bench starts with McMillan, Johnu, Royals, Hopkins, Corum, Mitchell, Tucker. C plus. Yeah. So this is a C plus, B plus, B plus, no, an A, and bench is C plus. So let's see, that is down 2 for the QBs, down 1 for the bench, and then running back up 1 for the running backs. Yeah, so let's see. So up 1, up 2, 3, 4. Did he end up getting it? Oh, he ended up getting it. So yeah, so B minus for the QBs. So instead of down 2, down 1 for that. Yeah, let me do this in my head again. I'm fading, guys. I'm fading. We're a lot of dabs deep today. But we're going, it's up 1 for the running backs, up 1 for... up 1 for the wide receivers, up 2 for the IDP. So that is up, that's up 4, and then down 1 for the QBs. And I think
down one for the bench. That'd be a C plus. So is that up four, down two? That is 87. 87 overall. There we go. And the roundside Marky Mark, where you at, sir? I love your content, Alex. Appreciate you, Ron. Yeah, no idea where Mark is. And that, either way, it's a lot to commit to do this every day. I do this like full time now. And even though I don't make a bunch of money doing this, this is like the fun part of the day of everything that I'm doing to make money with this business. Mark's just doing it for fun, be a part of it, do the drafts as well. But he wants to do content creation as well. So that's why he just wants to be around it. Cooking conservatives way too religious things. Yeah, literal devil's lettuce. Yeah, it's ridiculous. And the governor Hot Wheels gave in, towel, save face, and Bible thumping. Yeah, you ain't gonna catch me in Texas anytime soon. I did go to, where did we go? We went to Houston, I think. Yeah, we went to Houston a couple years back. That was just for a couple days, and we were just, it was like a convention. We were like either in the convention hall or like in our rooms smoking. There was like a little balcony area and stuff. So yeah, it was, yeah, interesting stuff. He already crowned himself. Okay. Or wait, so we already, what did we say? We said that's, yeah, it's up four, down two. So that is, yeah, 87. 87. Killing it, bro. Killing it. And T Swain. There we go. Okay. I said, appreciate all you guys do, bro. He said, got yourself a life right here, man. I appreciate it, bro. Because I'm going hard, man. I love fantasy football. There's a lot of content creators who just give advice and they barely play in any leagues. But I'm not like one of those guys. I feel like, yeah, I give advice to people, but I feel like the one-on-one advice is like more where I thrive, because I don't make a bunch of blanket advice videos per week. Like during the season, I will, but like the rankings videos and stuff, it's still hard to do like rankings. Like for me, I don't know. I tinker with it too much, and I don't have enough time to dedicate towards it every week. So I cracked a projected 300. I know it means nothing, though. It doesn't, but the higher the projection, it looks nicer. It makes us feel better about it, about that team. But yeah, doesn't mean anything official. You don't win any trophies or anything because of it. Because, man, in week 17, dude, the high scores were in the 470s, I believe. Let me go double check that. No, sorry, I lied. Top teams were in the 480s. There was four teams that topped 480. That was 487.33 was the champ. 485.78 was the number two. 485.57, less than 0.20 points, was third. And then 482.70. And then there was a drop-off. Then it went, there was a bunch in the 440s and 430s, 420s, 410s, 400s. How many people scored over 100? 37 teams scored over 400. You had to be over 400 to be in the top tier money. At least last year. Who knows what it's going to be this year. But, yeah, just for context. And Ron, so I'm with you. Swain, Alex is real. Doesn't have an agenda. Hell yeah. Hell yeah, dude. I do have an agenda that everybody has fun playing fantasy football and everybody plays in like safe leagues where like you get paid out. That's my big agenda, because there's too many people. I don't know why like fantasy football managers are like the suckers and the marks don't get that. It sucks because people aren't even like stealing a bunch of money, but it's easy to take this money. And I don't fucking get it, man. I don't get it. So always around here, man, it's all about running a tight ship, making sure that everything's laid out like real clear with the buy-ins, the payouts, the rules and everything. And yeah, I want to introduce people to new styles of leagues as well. That's why I create all these like dope ass leagues. And they've all been going on for a while now. None of them are brand new. But the Vampire Leagues, the Forest Trade Leagues, the 3QB leagues, the auction leagues, what else? The WWF themed leagues. That's where I do a Royal Rumble, a WWE 2K for the draft order.
That shit is super fun. Super fun to just watch. Okay. T. Swain, here we go. Lawrence Penix, Tua. Cousins. Viewers, Wilson, Mullins. So you got all the guys. Okay. Got all the guys. Two. Trevor's a B to me. Penix and Tua are both B minuses, so we're going to call this a B minus. And then you got the bump up, so it is going to be a B total for that. And Jacobs, Walker, Charbonnet, and Williams. So Jacobs B plus, Walker B, Charbonnet C plus, William C plus, like one of the two. So it's going to be, man, I think that's going to be a, man, it's either going to be a B or a B minus. And I'm going to say, because it's an even split, I'm going to say it's a B. If you would have had more people on the lower end side, it might have been a little different. So B. Wide receivers, Chase, McConkey, Worthy, Waddle. That's pretty solid there. It's A, B plus, B, B minus. So actually that's an A. I mean, if you hit all the tiers, like, that's an A. And got Buda Baker and Van Ginkle and Levante David, Luvu and Winfield. So that's five there. Henriksen, Burns, Elliott, Adebo, Curl, Humphreys. So you got either 11 or 12 guys there. One of the two. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11. And I'm looking at the top heaviness of this. And yeah, your first five are like pretty dope. First five are pretty dope. I think that I'm going to call it a B plus total. Bench. Ayuk, Shahid, Pitts. Did skip anybody there? Ertz, Taylor, Brown, AO Man, Sanders, Higbee. It's tough. I feel like it's going to be a C plus. I feel like I see one or two guys, but not more than that. So we got a B for the QBs, a B for the running backs, a B, an A for the wide receivers. And then we had a B plus for the IDP, and then we had a C plus for the bench. So that's up two for the wide receivers, up one for the IDP, and then down. So that is going to be, I'm sorry, man, I'm really fading here. So that's going to be an up two, up three, and then down, up three, down one. Yeah, up three, down one. So that's going to be an 87 overall. There we go. Whew. There we go. And Andrew right next to him. I got to power through these, man, because I'm really, like, fading right now. And we got Lamar, Mahomes, Purdy. That's a fire QB setup right there. So better than what I thought. Thanks, bro. Yeah, man, solid, man. You're putting together a lot of solid teams. It's not like you always weren't. Even from the beginning, your teams were good. But, yeah, I feel they've definitely gotten better over time. And so what is that? An A, a B plus, and a B. Yeah, I feel like that's just going to be an A for the QBs. Okay, so your pass catchers here. Now, here's the tough part. So you got Bowers, Hill, Kittle, Laporta, and Igbuka. You got all the top like tight ends, at least a couple of them with those guys. But your starting wide receivers, no matter what, are Hill and Igbuka here, and that kind of sucks. At least on the Igbuka side of things, because all those guys, those are your flexes, pretty much. It looks like Najee is one. Well, I guess Judkins is going to be one of your flexes, and really it's probably going to be someone besides him. But, yeah, it's a little tough. I guess I'm going to still say a B+, and Buka's like the really weak link like there. But yeah, you look past that, you got Mims and Hollywood Browns. I would have been trying to load up more on, because I'm just looking at your bench and it starts off with Loveland and Kincaid. And you might think it's good value on them. It might be peace out round. It might be good value on those guys, but you have no wide receivers. Like, as good a value as it is, if your wide receivers are screwed, this team is probably not going to take you far either way. But who knows? Because even just one weak spot is still just one weak spot. IDP, McFadden, Brandon Jones, Carter. I would just try to get him later. Stark, same thing. Would try to get him later. Battle, Walker, Carter again. Thibodeau, Surtain, Gardner. You really don't want to get guys like Surtain and Gardner. You want to try to get strong safeties or like middle or inside linebackers or like some punishing edge rushers. I'm going to say a B- for this crew. And bench. Loveland, Kincaid. Sorry, guys. Okay. Loveland, Kincaid, Mims, Samson. I want to talk to Samson. Tootin, Hollywood Brown, Douglas, Giddens, Hunter, Kroski. You needed to build up like more wide receivers on your bench for sure. Sorry, guys. One second. I had to get something off camera. Had to build up something there, and you kind of didn't. So, like that. That also just hurts the bench a little bit in my eyes as well. And so what is that all in all? So I was in A. Oh, shit. I didn't even read off your running backs, did I? I think I just skipped and went to your pass catchers. So Mason, Judkins, and Harris. Man, that's ugly. That is ugly. Let's say a C. That's probably being generous. So an A, a C, a B+. What did I say for IDP? Did I even give it a grade? I'm going to say a B for that. That might even be being a little bit generous. Actually, it's probably like a B-. We're going to call it a B-. And then it was a C+ for your bench. So we're going to get, that was, so up 2 for the QBs. Down 3 for the running backs. Up 1 for the wide receivers. So that's up 3, down 3. And then down 1 for the IDP. So that's up 3, down 4. And then down 1 for the bench. So that's up 3, down 5. So that is 83 overall. Definitely a little bit of room for improvement. Solid, though. All right, lay low, Lyle. We're going to run through this real quick, and then I got to bounce. So we got Nix, Russell Wilson, Tyler Shaw, Rattler, Winston. And we'll call that a third quarterback with Shaw, because he is. And you got all the backups. So that's a B, a C+, and a C for me. And or a C+, and a C+, maybe. Yeah, so we'll call that a B- total. And running backs, JT, Harvey, Caleb Johnson. B+, B-, C+. We're going to call it a B. And wide receivers, CD, Collins, DJ Moore, Debo, Adunze. Let's see. So that's, I mean, it's an A, a B plus, B plus, B minus, B minus. I think that's a B. I think that's a B plus total. And IDP, Crosby, Benito, Peyton Wilson, Pratt, Knight, Anal Zone.
Get in the zone.
Dorian Williams, Newman, Dodson, H2O, Duggar, and don't pick H2O anymore. Screw that guy. And that's it. Oh, and Siler.
Kyler.
Did you get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11? That's not too shabby. I think I'm going to call this a B plus. Got a couple guys on there who I'd say would not to get anymore. Really, it's H2O. That's the only guy. I'd say just don't even get that guy anymore. All right, bench. Eckler. Noel, Freiermuth, Gordon, Herbert. Okay, I'm gonna say a C plus. You got all those IDPs in there, and that kind of took away from any kind of bench. And I guess I didn't even realize that was in the way. Get those guys out of the way. And let's see. This is. It was a B minus for the QBs, a B for the RBs. B plus for the wide receivers. B plus for the IDP. And C plus for the bench. So that is, do the math. Down one for the QBs. Up one for the wide receivers. So that's up one, down one. And then IDP was at a B. The same, and then B, C plus for the bench. So it's up one, down two. So we got an 83 overall. No, up one, down two. 84 overall. 84. Here we go. All right, good stuff, guys. I made it. I made it all the way through. Stay through the credits. Make sure if you're not a Patreon member, get over to Patreon420crew.com. You can sign up for free. I recommend signing up to be a paid member. Sign up to be an ultimate priority member so you get a shout out every show, and your executive producer, like Justin Pickle in a Jar, shout out. Producers, shout out. Co-producers, shout out. Associate producers, shout out. Epic supporters, shout out. We appreciate you. And awesome supporters, shout out. We appreciate you. And we got a draft tomorrow morning, everybody. I'm going to throw the link in the chat right now. If you can swing it, 10 a.m. West Coast time, 1 p.m. Eastern time. It's number 216 as the Mummy returns. We've already got a few people in there. And link is in the chat. And we'll see you guys tomorrow. Peace out, everybody.
Me. I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night. If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure
they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.